So many marriages are like in a stagnant place. They have no communication, they have no relationship, and they have no lordship in their home. And everything is chaotic. Maybe some of you are ready right now here this night, are ready to get divorced, get separated, because you can't handle it anymore. Hey, give Jesus a chance. He can do it. You can't, but He can do it.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul and Sharon's marriage almost ended early on. Their relationship felt too broken to fix, but by God's grace and through His healing power, they celebrated their 50th anniversary last year. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 for a free DVD of their hope-filled story. Well, today as we continue to explore the ways we can best honor the Lord in this new year, we're glad you've joined us. Raul is shining the spotlight on marriage with biblical insight specifically for husbands. You'll be encouraged to see that with God's help, you can follow Christ's example of loving servant leadership in your home. As Raul teaches today, you'll get instruction for strengthening your marriage with a fresh commitment to your God-given role. The title of today's lesson is Spirit-Filled Husbands. In Ephesians chapter 5, here's Raul Reese.
Paul the Apostle, as he wrote this epistle, he really knew what he was talking about, especially concerning the bride or the church and Jesus Christ himself. Now, I've heard a lot of sermons concerning what a husband has to do for his wife. And I've heard a lot of people, a lot of guys tell me what they think they should do with their wife. But when it comes to the scriptures, we must keep within its context and we must really see that God truly wants us to understand that He wants us as husbands to know, first of all, that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. And especially because the husband is always the type of Christ. If you want a beautiful picture of a man, look at Jesus Christ. Don't look at Charles Atlas and all these other guys. Because Jesus Christ was truly, truly the perfect God-man that showed us truly that He wanted us to understand that He loved us and He cared for us. You see, Jesus Christ, as He Himself, is the husbandman to the church, the bride. We are His bride. I don't ever catch Jesus Christ yelling at me. Or putting me down, or beating me, or taking advantage of me. My husband, Jesus Christ, takes good care of me, always. And the Lord is so neat because when He comes to us, and the first thing that He uses in the responsibility of the husband to the wife is this, in verse 25. The first words of Paul, he says by the Holy Spirit, husbands, love your wives. And it doesn't mean husbands lust over your wives. That's not what it says. Because the word love there means husbands agape your wives. Now you know what the word agape means. It's the same word where it says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And yet at the same time, as I begin to look at people's lives and the family today, I look at husbands, how the husbands are not really the spiritual leaders of the home. And that's why the family is so weak, because the husband is one of the guys, the most important things in the family is that the husband is usually the most selfish of the home. The husband always thinks of self continually, more than the wife. Sometimes guys spend more time on their cars and their dogs and everything else than they're on their wives. And that's not love. Because here he says that the husband is to love the wife, and the love that he's speaking about here is that a husband is to give of himself to his wife whether he likes it or not. And guys always want to be independent. Always. You see them and they're walking alone. You see them when they're dogging themselves and that's it. Their wife is not with them. And it seems like the guy is always pushing forward and the woman's always dragging behind. And it's neat because as we begin to see who Jesus Christ is and what the husband is, it's neat because really the first thing that he wants us to do is that a husband is to love his wife sacrificially. Get that. You can mark that down. The first thing a husband has to do is he has to love his wife sacrificially with sacrificial love. And you know what sacrificial love is? It's when you really do something because even though you don't want to do it, you go out of your way to do it, even if it hurts. And what we need more today for spirit-filled husbands is we need more men to be humble before their wives and before God. You know what a true man of God is? It's a man that really loves his wife. He continues to love her till death. Helps her. Helps her in bathing the children, vacuuming, mopping, whatever it may be, you help. And you see, a lot of husbands are complaining because their houses are dirty, but man, your wife has no more time to do anything. And it's not because she's dirty, she just has no time left. And so what happens is you blame your wife for everything. And here Paul says that a husband is to love his wife sacrificially. Now, what is sacrificial love? Well, let's look at it. John 15, verse 13. John 15, verse 13. He says, greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Isn't that something? What is sacrificial love? That God, notice what he says, greater love had no man than he laid down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Jesus said that. Now, you want to be a good husband? You want to be a great husband before Christ, before God? Man, then start learning how to have sacrificial love for your wives. Start dying to self. Instead of you going out next time and buying a racket or skis or surfboard or whatever it may be, why don't you go out and for the first time or maybe the second or third time, why don't you go out and buy her some flowers and bring them home to her? Make her feel like a woman. Make her feel wanted. You ever see a husband and wife getting a big old fight? I mean, there's a lot of hurts. To see who does the more damage. When you don't forgive, then calluses begin to build up and scars begin to tissue. And all of a sudden, you begin to come to a place where no longer can you say, I love you, because there's a lot of hurts. And I really believe that a lot of marriages are not being blessed because of the hurts that are in there, especially the husbands against their wives. When you start looking somewhere else at other women and stuff like this, you know what you're doing, man? You're putting your eyes on something that is not there, and you're getting your eyes off your wife. And Christ never does that to us as a bridegroom. God is always faithful to us. Savvy, you know, it's important. You see, a husband that really loves his wife, when he goes to work, when he goes to church, whenever he goes, he puts his mind on Christ Jesus, and he puts his mind on his wife because he gives himself to her sacrificially. He's always giving. You see, everything is so cool before marriage. And then when you marry each other, then you start getting to know one another and you start finding out your weaknesses and your strengths. And that's part of growing in marriage, when you can deal with those things and grow together in Christ Jesus. The Bible says one wife, one husband. Period. That's it. And God hates divorce. And so when you're not satisfied as a husband with the wife that God has given you from your youth, you're saying that God made a mistake, and God makes no mistakes. You are the one that's making the big mistake. And you need to understand that. That God never makes any mistakes. Everything he's created has been perfect for his will. And it's exciting because as we look at what Christ is doing for us and hear what Paul is declaring to the Ephesians and to the husband, he says, husbands, love your wives sacrificially. And there he said, Jesus said, hey, no greater love had no man than he laid down his life for his friends. Do you lay down your life for your wife? Laying down our lives for our wives. We better hurry up or we won't finish. Verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Did you know the word gave there is the same word that is used in John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Sacrificial giving. That's the word gave there in the Greek. Even as Christ gave himself for the church, so are their husbands to give themselves for their wives. Verse 26. That he might sanctify it and cleanse it with washing of water by the word. Notice that. What does he say? He says, the reason God wants you to love your wife and to love your wife even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it is that he might sanctify so that he might take your wife and set it apart. The word sanctify there in the Greek is to set apart. Notice how. To be set apart by what? And cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Isn't that neat? As I look at that word washing, I think of the priest's office, how before they would go in to see Jehovah God into the holiest of holies, they would have to take a whole bath and change their garments continually. And you see, your wife has to be washed by your love continually. You don't take a bath only once a year. And it's important because as I begin to see my wife in the washing of God's cleansing force, and as we begin to see, notice also, and by the water, by the word of God. Husbands, do you spend time washing your wives by teaching them the word of God? When is the last time you had a Bible study with your wife? That's what he says. The husband's duty in the home is to be the spiritual leader of the home. And so he wants us to understand that as we begin to set apart our wives for the washing by the word of God, notice thirdly, verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. That's what God expects of your wife, to present your wife to God without wrinkle and without a blemish. It must be a sacrificial love. Secondly, it must be a purifying love. Your love not only has to be sacrificial, but your love has to be a purifying love. And that is done by the word of God. That's the only way. You see, and as we begin to see thirdly what God wants the Christian husband to do, number three, he wants you, number three, it must be a caring love that you really care for her, that you're not really just into yourself and others, but that you really go out of your word to care for her. Because as you begin to give your love sacrificially, and secondly, you give your life a purifying love, and then thirdly, you come to your wife and you give her a love that cares, man, you know what? If you show your wife that you really care, you know what? She will treat you like a king. You don't have to be a king. The love that has to be given to your wife must be a love unbreakable. Unbreakable, which means it's always faithful. It never, never goes out. On that love. It's an unbreakable love. And I like that. Because notice what he says. Verse 28. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Heavy. You go to the gym and you look at the mirror all the time. And you put all these spices on you. You spend an hour with the hairbrush and... And if you're really into yourself, then man, you got a lot of love for your wife, but a lot of you guys don't show it. A lot of you guys don't show it to your wives, man. You're all into yourself, and it's a selfish love, and it's not an agape love. That's what he talks about here. A husband that really loves his wife, man, he doesn't really have to love his body. Yes, he does. But man, he loves his wife just as he loves himself. Why? Because he is under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And at the same time, when you come to that place, notice what he says, verse 28, so ought men to love their wives even as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, even as the Lord the church. Even as Christ Jesus takes care of his church, so must the husband take care of his wife even as his own body. And that's important in the scriptures. Start counting how many hours you're spending to yourself and how many hours you're spending with your wife, and then God will deal with your life. You know, it's important that you have a relationship with your wife, because the Bible in 1 Peter chapter 3 says, if the husband has any bitterness to his wife, then his prayers will not be answered, they'll be hindered. That's heavy. If a husband has anything against his wife, God says he cannot hear your prayers. They're hindered. Why? Because you're the head of the home. You're the high priest of the home. And you see, this love that is unbreakable is a love that is united in her membership to your body. You are one, no longer two, but you become one. Jesus said that. You become one people, not two people. That is what God expects of the church of Jesus Christ. And then fifthly, what Christ expects of you as a husband, not only does he expect you to have an unbreakable love, but he expects your whole relationship of your marriage to be in the love of the Lord, in the lordship of Jesus Christ. That's important. If your marriage is not under the lordship of Jesus Christ, you're going to have big problems. It has to be centered in Christ Jesus. You see, in Christian marriage, there are not two partners, but there are three partners. That is your wife, the husband, and Christ. I like that. The husband, the wife, and Christ Jesus just becomes the three partners. And as I begin to give myself to my wife and I begin to die for her and I begin to take care of her as I take care of my body, then when is she ever going to leave me? What will she do for me? She'll do anything in the world for me. Anything I'll ask her, she will do for me. Because she loves me, because I love her, first of all. Because she feels my love in her life. She knows that I care for her. She knows that I come home after work because I love her. She knows that I come home to help her because I love her. She knows that I take her out because I love her. That's the whole thing of marriage. And yet, so many marriages are like in a stagnant place. They have no communication, they have no relationship, and they have no lordship in their home. And everything is chaotic. Maybe some of you are ready right now here this night, are ready to get divorced, get separated, because you can't handle it anymore. Hey, give Jesus a chance. He can do it. You can't, but he can do it. If you leave what God has given you from the beginning of time, you will be miserable. And you know who usually suffers in the case of separation or divorce is the children. While the father goes his own way and then the mother does her own thing, the children are always the ones to suffer. And all because two people didn't want to submit to themselves, one to another, and to submit to the Lord, the lordship of Jesus Christ. And a lot of times the divorces come because the lordship of Jesus Christ is not in that home. Everything is self. Everything is I. Never a suffering or sacrificial love. Never a purifying love. Never a caring love. Never an unbreakable love. And never a real relationship with Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. And Lord means that you worship in the home, as a church, with your family, your husband, the wife, and the children together. That's the lordship of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine what the church of Jesus Christ would be if every family in this chapel would have it together? You imagine the effect we could have to the community and to the world? I think it would be heavy. We need to start somewhere. Sure, there's a lot of false foundations here tonight, but that's okay. That's all right. If we do not try to save the Church of Jesus Christ or the family in the Church of Jesus Christ, we've had it. Our children have had it. If we don't start now to truly turn to the Lord Jesus Christ in the family. Can you imagine? Notice what he says here. It's just beautiful. Verse 30. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. And for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall be joined or shall be glued unto his wife, and the two shall become one. So if your wife is glued to you, then why is she so much apart from you? Jesus says, you're one, you're not two. When you go somewhere, you go one. Your wife and you and Christ. And that's the problem today, where everybody is independent. Everybody's going their own way. They're doing their own thing. And that's not right. That breaks the family up. We need to spend more time communicating, talking with one another, sharing with one another, instead of watching so much television. We need to bring back communication into the home. Your kids are hurting sometimes. They want to talk to you, and you have no time to talk to them. The most sickening thing is to see a parent and a child running behind the father saying, Daddy, 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 I want to tell you, I'm busy, son, don't bother me right now. What do you think that child feels like? I think of that 13-year-old girl a couple of years ago. Nobody had time for her, not even her mom or her dad. And so what she did is she went into the bathroom and she hung herself. Because nobody wanted to listen to her. And while her mother and father were watching television, she went upstairs and hung herself in the bathroom. What's happened to the family? What's happened to the fathers? What's happened to our husbands? We need to come back and humble ourselves before God and before ourselves in this ministry here. We're just a big family in Christ.
Husbands, we hope that this has been an encouragement for you today, with assurance that God will equip and empower you when you commit to fulfilling your role as your family's spiritual leader. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to review today's message, we'll send you a complete CD copy for a donation of $5. Just call 800-634-9165 and ask for Raul's lesson titled Spirit-Filled Husband. Now, to further support you in honoring the Lord in this new year, we'd like to offer you a helpful MP3 series of messages titled The Best of 2020. This collection features 10 of our most popular lessons from last year, including the teaching you've just listened to. These messages provide more practical guidance for keeping Christ at the center of your home, as well as biblical insights for navigating the complexities of life as an end times believer. To purchase Raul's Best of 2020 MP3 series, visit us at somebodylovesyou.com or call 800-634-9165, and we'll send you this MP3 series for a gift of $10 or more. Our phone number again is 800-634-9165, or write us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Once again, that's Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We also invite you to take advantage of our many free Somebody Loves You Radio resources. Each is designed to conveniently support your spiritual growth. Access more of Raul's biblical teaching at any time with our phone app, available to download on your iPhone or Android. And be sure to join Raul on his YouTube channel every Tuesday at noon West Coast time for Straight Talk, a Q&A program that provides biblical perspectives on current world issues. You can also download all of the Somebody Loves You radio programs as podcasts through Spotify or iTunes. Don't forget, we're here to support you with hope from God's Word. And if there's anything that we can do to better serve you, please let us know about it. We welcome your input. We'd also love to stand with you in prayer, so when you contact us, let us know how we can do that. Your contributions help keep these Bible-based broadcasts on the air. Somebody Loves You Radio is made possible through the generosity of partners like you, and every gift is tax-deductible. Be sure and join us again next time for more from this series. You'll be challenged to safeguard your marriage and avoid engaging in any form of adulterous temptation that could damage your relationship with your spouse. Here's Raul now with a closing comment.
And when you begin to do this whole thing, notice what he says in verse 32, "For this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and see that the wife she reverence to her husband all things." When a husband loves his wife, the wife will reverence or will fear. And the Greek there says, fearing with obedience. Your wife will fear you with obedience, not because you're going to slap her or you're going to leave her. And don't ever tell your wife, if you don't do that, I'm going to leave you. That's threatening your wife and that's threatening Christ. You don't put threats over your wife because God will take care of you. We need to come back to those principles of love. And just to sit there, man, and say, you know what, honey? It's exciting, man, what God can do. All things are possible in Him. You can't do anything tonight, but He can do it.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.